This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Missions, First Baptist Church of Algiers, where the voice of truth goes out on a regular basis every week, every Sunday. On most of our stations that we're on is on Sunday. And then the Trailblazer broadcast goes out Monday through Friday on many, many stations. If you're interested, I'd be glad to send you a log of all our radio stations. We just recently went on a new station. And new to us is in Grand Rapids, Michigan, WFUR, every morning, Monday through Friday, 8:15 to 8:30, the old Trailblazer, riding forth there in northern Michigan. So we're just happy to be with you folks. We've been bringing you these studies on the revelation of Jesus Christ now for several months, and we're coming down to the close, and I'd just like to mention the Voice of Truth broadcast is a broadcast that Pastor Shelton brought for many, many years, and he brought these series of messages on Revelation, and they're all available in print form if you'd like to have them, also now on cassette and CDs on the old Trailblazer broadcast. Also, I want to just take a time out, just a moment, to tell you that the old Trailblazer broadcast is going out day by day, simply because the Lord has placed His blessings upon us and moved many of your hearts to help us with that broadcast. And I get letters from folks all over the country thanking us for the broadcast. And I just want to mention, we also have the Radio Bible and Book Room up running now. And the phone number there, if you'd like to call, we can only do business over the mail, over the phone, over the, in the mail, or through the fax machine. But our phone number is 225-664-8658. We just recently published a new catalog. We mail many of them out on our mailing list. But if you'd like to have one, you call that number, 225-664-8658. We'd be glad to send that to you. We just sell King James Version Bibles, nothing but the KJV. And then we sell the old Puritan writers, the Spurgeons, Whittenfields, Bonars, A.W. Pink, and many others that you probably know about. So if you would, we'd be glad to send you a catalog. But I want to take this time out. The old Trailblazer often asks you to ask your pastor to tell you how the Lord saved him. When you come out of services on Sunday morning, pastor, stop and tell the pastor, say, pastor, take a Sunday morning service and tell us how the Lord saved you. The old Trailblazer asked us to do that. So I just want to do that for you at this time. Just take a few minutes. It doesn't take long to give a fairly good detail how the Lord saves a sinner. I know I was a non-religious person, come up in the country out here in South Louisiana, raised on a farm. My folks were not religious. They didn't go to church. They didn't make us go. So we just come up without any religious affiliation at all. We weren't heathens or nothing. No, we obeyed. We weren't lawbreakers. We obeyed our mother and dad. We had to mind. We had to work hard on the farm. So we were instilled with that work ethics, which we still have. My family does. But no religious connotation whatsoever. And I praise the Lord for it, because we very easy could have gotten into a false religion and went off on a tangent there. So life went on as I got grown, when the service came out and got married. Married a young woman who was a religious person. Had gone to church all her life, so naturally she wanted me to go. And they had a revival in our area, so we went up there, Southern Baptist Church, and went up there and a young man who was preaching the services was a man that I had known in high school. He'd gone on to the seminary and got a degree in theology, I guess. And he was preaching. And so he gave that invitation, I think it was on a Friday night, and to folks to join the church. Several got up and went up to the front to join the church. And I went, me and another old boy especially. We went up there and shook his hand, and he said we were saved. I didn't know what happened. I didn't know if anything happened at all. I don't guess it did. But they baptized us that night. They had the baptismal pool warm, and they had a spare robe there, and they just baptized us right on the spot. Well, that began my religious life without Christ. I knew nothing of the Lord. I knew nothing of salvation by grace. I knew nothing of repentance. I knew nothing of Holy Spirit conviction. I knew nothing, total depravity. I knew nothing, knew none of those things. I was just a wet sinner now instead of a dry sinner. But as the time went on, a few months later, I was invited out to hear Pastor Shelton, old Pastor L.R. Shelton Sr., out there in a tent revival out in the country. close to where I was born and raised. And we went on a Sunday afternoon, and you couldn't get in, couldn't get under the tent. Many folks were standing outside listening, and so we went. And I heard the gospel for the first time, telling how the Lord saves a sinner. Maybe you've never heard how the Lord saves a sinner. Would you listen? I know the Lord took the voice of the message home to my heart almost immediately. I knew what he was preaching was not what I had been hearing, and because it was just a soft pedal, soft soap, easy believingism where I had been going. And we had mounted to nothing. I know probably the first Sunday that I went after I had joined that church, went into Bible school. I never had been in a Bible class in my life. But we went into men's Bible class. I was about 22 years old. And had a man in there teaching the Bible, reading scriptures and commenting, and which was interesting. But after the class turned out about 10:45, take a break before the 11 o'clock services, almost to a number, every one of those men went outside and lit up their cigarettes and cigars and pipe and stood around there under the porch smoking. Looked like a tar kill coming out from under that porch. But I wondered, I said, I thought there was a difference in folks' lives when the Lord saved them, but I guess I must be wrong. These folks, I didn't even smoke myself. But I saw them doing it. I began to wonder. Then when I began to hear the truth under the Pastor Shelton's ministry, the Lord took those things home to my heart, took the Bible, the truth of God's Word, a total depravity of man, a man that's soul that sinneth it shall die. There's none righteous, no, not one. I never had heard those verses of Scripture. I never had read those things. And no one ever said anything to me. Are you a sinner? Are you a lost sinner? Has the Lord awakened you? Has the Lord saved you? Nobody ever said anything to me about those things. No, I was just a good old boy now, patting on the back, and a young convert, and everybody was happy. But when the Lord took those messages home to my heart, pastor stayed there about 6 weeks, preaching every night, and the Lord took a hold of my heart, got under my old rhinoceros hide, let me see that I was a lost sinner. Have you ever been a lost sinner, my listener friend? Have you ever been lost? Did you know only lost sinners get saved? I've learned much since then. A little bit, just enough to get by on, I guess you'd know. But I learned that no one comes to Christ until he sees himself as a sinner. Oh, we have mental persuasion, all of this stuff and going on now, decision for Jesus. That's what's taking over the world today, as I see now. I used to didn't see anything wrong with it, but I see now that they're just padding the church rolls with unsaved individuals, and we've almost thrown over everything that stood for what's right. But anyhow, the Lord began to deal with my heart, and we began to drive to New Orleans on Sunday if we could, had enough, put carpool, two or three families that go, and we were very, very poor, young, had a job, but wasn't making enough to hardly buy gas with. But we began to go down there, and the Lord continued to deal with me over a period of time, and then saved me. Lord, save me. Give me grace to trust him. I saw myself undone, helpless, hopeless, deserving hell. I saw myself through God's Word, reading in Scriptures and looking at the Scriptures and seeing those things. And I saw that Christ died for sinners. And I was a sinner, just a poor old sinner. And folks ask me, how can a sinner get saved? Come to Christ first. First, the God of the Bible is so plain that you can call on the Lord. And I tell you, the Lord hears your prayer. But if you disturbed it all about your soul, as I was, I began to be disturbed about my soul. Soon as I saw that I was a sinner, soon as I saw that I had nothing, I didn't have any foundation. I was like the old boy that built the house out there on the sand. Soon as the little storm came by, 2 or 3 weeks after I made that decision, I didn't even have any impressions left. I didn't run around on my wife and drink and smoke and carry on. I didn't do those things, but I was a sinner. I had no substitute for my sinful condition. I had no redeemer. I had no rock to stand on. I had nothing. But the Lord gave me grace over a period of time. I never set a limit on how long it takes the Lord to save a sinner. You can be saved at this time if you turn to him. If you see your need, first of all, he shows you your need. You won't come to the Lord until he shows you your need. But then you can come to him in a moment. And I know God's child can do the same thing. Come to the Lord in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And then as the time went on, The Lord laid me, left me there to preach the gospel after many, many years of serving under Pastor Shelton and Pastor Gayo and working in the work as a lay preacher and working there in the mission places and doing everything. I was an electrician by trade. Pastor Shelton liked to work me to death down there in New Orleans. I'd work all day here, work all the week here in Baton Rouge, go down there on Friday night, spend the night with him, get up Saturday morning. He had got me somebody to help me, and we'd work all day Saturday. And he liked to work me to death because he believed in that. He believed in man turning out, and he had a lot of things to do. And, you know, stay all night Saturday night, go to Saturday night prayer meeting, spend the night with he and Miss Shelton there in their home, and then stay for dinner the next day. And, oh, what a gracious time we had. And then maybe drive him to the mission somewhere on Sunday night. And then that went on until the Lord took him home. And I praise the Lord for him. No, I don't worship L.R. Shelton. Folks, some folks do. Some folks won't listen to nobody but L.R. Shelton's tapes. They're right here, and they say, don't put my money on nothing else except L.R. Shelton's tapes. Don't do anything but put the radio station that carried L.R. Shelton's tape. But I don't do that, my friend, though. Pastor Shelton was a gracious man. He and I had a great time together. He was fun to be around, and he was just as plain as a nose on his face. But I praise the Lord that he exhorted our Lord. He bragged on the Lord time in and time out, telling how the Lord saves a sinner. You know what preaching is? Telling folks how the Lord saves a sinner. Day in and day out. One time here, one time there, here a little, there a little. Oh, my friend, I know I don't have much time left, but I just ask you, are you saved? Are you a child of the living Lord? Can you look up and say, thank you, Lord, for saving an old sinner like me? I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see, like old John Newton. He was an old whoremonger, old slave trader. You didn't know that? He was a whoremonger. He bought and sold prostitutes and all of those things. But one day, the Lord opened his heart, let him see that he was a sinner. And he came to the Lord just as a sinner, just like I did, just like you do, if you come to know the Lord. And you never get over what the Lord has done for you. And then preparing us to go home to be with the Lord. Maybe we'll get in that in our next study. But I just wanted to take this time out to tell you, the old trailblazer, Pastor Pendarvis, just an old sinner saved by grace. And I would that you'd talk about your soul. Would you do that? Would you think about your soul? You own a religious profession. Would you make your calling and election sure? Would you go back and dig around it once more? Go in the mirror and look in the mirror and say, am I saved? Do I know the Lord? Trailblazer said, do I know the Lord? And then asked your pastor, Pastor, tell us how the Lord saved you. Did you just join the church when you were 7 years old? Or like Trailblazer did when he was a young man and dipped him in the water that night and told him he was saved, didn't know nothing about salvation, didn't know nothing about the sovereignty of God, the election of God, the predestination of God. No, didn't know anything about the total depravity of man. But my friend, it's grace to know the Lord. It's just grace to know the Lord, and I praise the Lord for it. That's what we do here. Get out the gospel, booklet form, radio form, over the internet, everywhere we go, getting out the gospel. Perchance that some poor soul might hear the truth and be awakened to the law. Did you know you can't be saved without being awakened to the fact that you're a lost sinner? Now, don't get mad with me. I know that there's all kinds of degrees of conviction. Some fast, some slow, some old, some new. But my friend, would you just pray for the old trailblazer? My only aim, my only purpose is to get out the gospel. I'm coming down now to the end of life. I'm 76 years old. And, got a few more years, if the Lord spares me, to get out the gospel. And I wish you'd help me. Would you go out there and dig up that old coffee can and send me $100? Put that on that new broadcast in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Pastor, on Trailblazer. Would you do that for me? I appreciate it if you would. Then remember, my mailing address is the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. My email address is pastor@radiomissions.com, and my internet address is radiomission.org. Just radiomission.org. Our catalog bookstore is 225-665-664-8658. That's 664-8658. Would you remember my mailing address and write me? Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.